You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Just a few weeks, people will be celebrating Valentine's Day, and this is a holiday that a lot of people, they look for, if they're not already married, look for someone that they could be their Valentine. There's a lot of people, if you aren't married, you haven't met the love of your life. You're probably searching for the love of your life. Many people are. Most people are. There are some people that do remain single. And the Bible even talks about that God has given some a gift to remain single. But most of us, and in fact, the human race is dependent upon unification. And really that happens best in marriage. Because that's the only way you have children. You can't have children through celibacy. You can't have children through homosexuality. The only way you can have children is through heterosexual intimate relationship. And that is best accomplished and produces the best fruit when we wait until marriage. And remain faithful in marriage to our spouse. And so we will begin looking, because a lot of people, you know, when we talk about this concept of being pure before God and waiting until marriage, there are a lot of people out there that our culture has changed quite a bit. I know even when I was a teenager, it was thought by some that everyone was doing it. In fact, that was the common thinking. And many people, and that really wasn't the case, many people were actually waiting, and maybe not willfully, but they were waiting nonetheless. I remember going to a doctor, and the doctor asked me about having sex, and I told him I've never had sex, and he looked and he said, "What? You've never had sex?" I said, "Well, you know, no, I haven't." And you know, this is why, because the Bible says that we shouldn't do this. So, but standards have really changed quite a bit since then, to where there is more promiscuity. And not only promiscuity between boyfriend and girlfriend, but there is something that has been happening in the last 10 or 20 years called friends with benefits, where people that are where people that are unmarried, just school kids that are friends with one another, have certain benefits, and you can imagine what those benefits might be. Definitely, you know, in the past that was reserved not only for marriage, but it, you know, even with those who were committing fornication, at least it was reserved for a romantic relationship with your boyfriend or girlfriend. But we have seen this friends with benefits, and by the way, it leaves people empty. It leaves people wanting, really yearning for the true love that only comes through a Christian man and a Christian woman joining together in holy matrimony. But we have also seen homosexual relationships being trumpeted, and even people that are not only just homosexual but also bisexual. And we've also have seen people that change, quote unquote, their gender. People that were born a male that want to become a female, or vice versa. So What we're going to do first is we're going to look at what the Bible has to say, and we're going to look at how we would determine truth. Should we determine truth based on what is popular in the culture, based on what is accepted, based on what the norms are today, or should we look to the Bible and to the Word of God? And in looking at this, one of the things that you may notice if you've listened to our sermons, if you've paid attention, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God's help, you can love your spouse until death do you part. Welcome back to a Faster PC Live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website at fasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems.
That's right. We are here. We are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And boy, this is an exciting show because, you know, we're actually going to be able to help you not only answer your questions, and that's what we're here for. We are here to answer your questions, but we want to also help you with the various other things that you might have going on. So give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. And by the way, you know, we did have one person that stopped in last week that said, hey, you know, I hear you talking about computers, but my problem's with a phone. Can you help me? Well, you know, really, we really should say, hey, it's not just about computers. It is about anything that's technology-based. So, you know, it could be a smartphone, could be a tablet, could be a computer. It could be your smart television. So there's a whole bunch of different things that we're going over here, and to help you solve computer problems, to help you resolve problems with your phone. I mean, you know what? If you need to get your email on your phone, if you need to, if you have other issues, we do that type of work as well. And you know, one of the things that we've done quite a bit, you know, I mean, we do it on a regular basis, is just helping people get into their accounts, because people don't remember their passwords sometimes. And you know, you go along and you don't really have to type a password a lot of times. A lot of times once you log into, let's say, webmail, you're in, you don't have to type a password anymore. You just get in, and nothing actually, you never are prompted really for a password. You know, it just remembers who you are. So, but there comes a point sometimes where you have to have a password, and then that's when people get into a little bit of trouble, because they don't have the password. They don't know what the password is, and then you know, sometimes they don't have access to the phone number maybe that was linked to the account, or an email address that was linked to the account. Sometimes someone else helped you set up the account. Maybe one of your relatives helped you set up the account. Well, you know, it's important to be in contact with them, because if they helped you set it up, they might know the password. You also have these security questions. And we always get a little bit of a kick out of that, because, you know, people will tell us, you know, we'll ask them the question, and they say, well, I don't know, just put this. Well, you've got to realize it has to match what was entered in when the account was created. So it's not good enough to just put something. It has to actually match what was put when the account was originally created. But, you know, sometimes there are ways around that. In fact, we had a customer this past week. His Facebook account was hacked. Now, what does this mean? And you might say, well, why would that matter? Well, you know, we'll talk about what it means, first of all, and why it matters. First of all, his account was hacked, which means that someone actually got into his account. They were able to log in with the username and the password, and then they were able to change the password. So somehow they found the password, and they were able to get into his account. Maybe they found the password because maybe you know, he uses that password in other locations, and maybe uses the email address at other websites, and one of those websites was compromised. Well, somehow, maybe it was through phishing, a phishing scam, which is where you're tricked into going to a website to type in your username and password to verify, quote-unquote, verify your information. Well, what happens sometimes when you go to verify this information, if you're not doing it, if you're verifying your Facebook information at a site that's not Facebook, what you're doing is you're giving that site your Facebook credentials. So I don't know exactly how someone got his Facebook credentials, but they did get his Facebook credentials. They got into his account and started sending a weird request to his friends, started messaging his friends and telling his friends or relatives that he was in trouble and he needed some help from them. And they said, well, that doesn't quite sound like something that he would do. And so what they actually looked at is, you know, well, let's give him a call and see if this was really him. Well, that's what really needs to happen is, you know, if you're not sure, give the person a call, pick up the phone, you know, the old fashioned way, reach out and touch someone. You want to actually talk to the people because you know, let me tell you, these hackers, these scammers, the hack into accounts. Well, what they do is they actually they actually can go in and they're going to start sending requests to your friends, start sending requests to your relatives, saying that, you know, maybe you're stranded, you're in a country and you lost your passport and you need some financial assistance to get out of that country. So, you know, you see certain things like this, or you see things like, well, you know, I was in an accident. I need some help. And by the way, don't tell anyone. Well, why are they saying that? Well, because they don't want you to pick up the phone and call and check to see if it really happened, because they know when you do that, you're going to realize that this is just a scam. And it is just a scam. But people fall for these types of scams. You have to realize, when your account, if you have an account, and some of our customers tell us, well, it doesn't matter, I don't have anything that's worth anything anyway. You know, I don't have anything. You know, if someone hacks into my email, it doesn't matter, because I don't have anything there that really is valuable at all. Well, you might say that, but what happens when all of your friends and your relatives start getting emails from you saying that you're stuck somewhere and you need help? Well, some of those people, many of them probably love you, and many of them probably love you enough to actually help you out if you really are in trouble. Well, you know, if you really were in trouble, they would want to help you out. Well, what happens, though, is that people actually find that some of those people are going to fall for the scam. And you want to steer clear from this. But we actually help this customer. He's not in his account yet. But what we did is we actually went in and we attempted to regain access. Well, you know, what's one of the things that they want to do? They want to send a code to the email address. Well, the email address was actually this customer's former work address. He doesn't work there anymore. He's retired. That address doesn't exist anymore. So he has no way of actually accessing this email and you know, getting a code from Facebook. So what we actually looked at there is we actually went through the process, the initial steps, the initial process of actually going in and attempting to change this and attempting to get back into his account. And that involves some verification process, including sending a copy of a picture of the driver's license. We also helped another customer with a similar thing. This customer lost his wallet last year, and he is concerned because his wallet had his driver's license, which has his name, his date of birth, his driver's license number. He also apparently had his Social Security card in his wallet. He had really everything that was necessary for identity theft. So he wanted to go into the new government website, the IRS website, and actually go through the process of adding his face. With, you know, you might have heard they're doing facial recognition. So, you know, we helped him with getting through that process. And, you know, if you're running through some of these issues, you can actually help. You can actually contact us. We can help you either here in the shop. You know, some of this, we might not be able to do it on the show, but
you're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie. And on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to a Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page. Or you can go to Facebook, search for a Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there. Scroll down on the page a little bit. You'll see the live video. And you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to help you resolve computer problems in the shop as well. And, we want to help you. We want to help you resolve these issues. This is something that that we do on a regular basis. So, what I was just talking about as we were going to the last break was, talking about, resetting passwords and how we help customers with this. Now, we may not be able to fully help you and assist you here on this site, on this show, because there are personal information. There's personal information that we really don't want to share with the entire world. And we do, when we are helping someone reset their password, we're doing that in a confidential way. But if you have a question or you have an issue with a password, well, we can actually help you with that. We can actually at least get you on this show. We can get you at least pointed in the right direction. We wouldn't be able to fully, like I said, fully resolve the issue here on the show. But we could, like I said, get you pointed in the right direction so that you're headed over there so that you could actually resolve or know the steps that you need to go through to get that resolved. And one thing that we do want to just point out as important is the importance of making sure that you know what your passwords are, that you have them documented in some way. Now, there are ways to document your passwords that I would not suggest that you use. And I'll mention some of these because we've seen people that use these. I would not write your password out on a sticky note and stick it to the monitor of your computer. That's probably not the most secure way of doing it. If anyone walks by your computer, maybe you have visitors or you have someone in your house that, maybe even someone breaks in. Well, do you want them to gather that information? What about some people actually have a piece of paper that they tape to the bottom of their computer keyboard. That's probably not the best way to do it either. Other people have a book maybe right next to their computer that has their usernames and passwords. But one of the things that makes it a little bit tricky is that they have so many passwords for each username because they change it and they change it and they change it again. They change it again. They just cross. They just write another password down there. They end up sometimes getting so many passwords written down that even the person that owns the book doesn't even know what their password is. They don't know which one is legitimate. And then you might actually change it and forget to write it down. What does happen sometimes is that as you get older, it becomes more difficult to remember things. And for some people, it's real easy to remember a complex password. All the websites want us to have complex passwords, and that's really the best and the safest way. And it's also best and safest if you change your password on a regular basis. It's also best if you don't use the same password at every website. But one of the things that we see is that some people have a more difficult time remembering those types of things than other people. And even people that have a really good memory for that type of thing still will forget their password at times. And they're not going to remember every password to every site. So one of the things that we've talked about is we've talked about having a method of protecting your password. And we've actually shown on this show in the past having a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, or if you don't have Excel, you could do the same thing with LibreOffice and have that spreadsheet be password protected. So you need to know the password to that spreadsheet. And I would encourage you to share that password with someone that you love and trust, someone that may need to help take care of certain arrangements that may happen after your life if you happen to pass before they do, that you would be able to get into to their, that someone else could actually get into your account and help you out with that. So these are some things that I would just suggest that you do. You might even have, again, I mentioned having someone that's younger help you out, maybe a daughter, a son, or grandson, a granddaughter, a niece or a nephew help you out with your passwords. Those types of things, especially if they're very organized, that can really, really help you. Also, you may want to You can keep your passwords in a spreadsheet, like I mentioned, where it's password protected. That's a secure way of doing it. There are also programs that are that have password where they'll save your password. Now, these programs are programs that are some of them reside on your computer. Most of them are actually web-based. Norton has a service like this. Many of the other antivirus companies have similar services. Well, what are they, what is the upside to them? Well, the upside to them is you have all your usernames and passwords stored with them. Well, you're going to continue to pay them money to be able to continue to use their product, so that you can continue to use their password manager. In addition to the other features that they have, which include the antivirus as well. But, again, having that good password is important. And also, again, having a password that other people can't figure out quickly, that other people can't just get into right away. So let me go over, and by the way, you have to realize this too, if you're using a password manager that is web-based, just realize that you're trusting your information to that company. And if they're hacked and all of your usernames and passwords are accessible, well, that could be a big problem, especially if the company doesn't tell you about that hack right away. Well, we're going to the lines. We have Alan on the line. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, Alan. How can we help you today?
Well, Brian, as you know, we sometimes like to talk about computers and what they do in the stock market, and it's been a wild ride so far in 2022, hasn't it?
Oh, it sure has. It sure has. And but sometimes it's fun to have wild rides. People pay a lot of money to go to amusement parks for wild rides. But when it comes to your money, if the ride is wild, you at least want to be not losing money while the ride is happening.
Well, Brian, the thing that I like to talk about when volatility like this happens is when the computers absolutely do crazy things. I mean, we saw in the last week or so stocks go down 20% or go up 50%. Snapchat did it in after hours trading. But the point I want to make this.
Well, Amazon was up really big yesterday too.
You want to not have a lot of risk in your portfolio. That diversity is very important. And Brian, you use options to protect your portfolio. And people who are trading, they need to learn about how to protect the portfolio. And people who aren't trading, like if your money's in a 401k, the best thing to do is to let the market tell you what to do longer term. And what I mean by that is, since November, the market really hadn't gone anywhere. It hadn't gone up like it was going up almost in a straight line for the most part for virtually almost 6 years, and except for the pandemic crash, which quickly recovered. So basically, if anybody's worried about what's going on in the stock market, don't worry about it. The thing to do is to, if you're a trader, build up your cash. If you are a sophisticated trader, learn the options market. And if you're a long-term person in a 401k buy and hold, you always have an option to move part of your portfolio into cash. The thing that I learned many years ago when I was in the business, and I was in the business from 1985 to 2010, was you can always move to cash and buy back. You're not going to lose a lot by taking some or even all of your portfolio in a 2008, 2009 situation and moving to cash for a while.
Yeah, and also, I know you were talking about computers, and you know, the computerized trading, some of those listening may not realize this, but some of it is automated. So there are various algorithms that are written where if, or either algorithms that are written where if the market does something like this, or if this stock does this, then take this action, or if the stock drops by a certain percentage, sell. If the stock, and then when the stock gets down to a certain level, there are other computerized mechanisms that may kick in to buy, and that's one of the things that we have seen. These really, really big. I even saw. I think it was yesterday or the day before that Amazon was up like over 10%. And that's a huge stock. Value
And you use the term algorithm, and I'm sure a lot of people really don't know what an algorithm is. Would you please define it?
Well, it's a mathematical calculation, and so some of the brokerage companies are using these mathematical calculations to determine when to exit a position and when to enter a position. And they're even using what's known as artificial intelligence, where there's actually a computer that's learning to think and learning from experience, just like, you know, we should really be able to think through a process and learn from experience. But one of the things that happens with traders and people that invest is their emotions get involved where quite often, I mean, you're the Warren Buffetts, when there's blood in the street, so to speak. I mean, this is one of the things he talks about, to buy when there's blood in the streets. And, you know, there's another phrase that when the taxi cab driver starts talking about how great investments are, that may be a good time to sell. So you know, the smart investors are doing that, but the emotional investors, which is, you know, we are emotional beings. When you see your portfolio drop significantly, many people toward the bottom actually start selling, and that hastens the selling. And then, you know, toward the top, they're saying, "Wow, I don't want to miss out on this," and they start buying, and really they're later than what they should be in that process. But these artificial intelligence, they're not, emotion isn't calculated into it. It's all rules based, and they're using mathematical calculations to determine when to enter, when to exit. And that's why sometimes you're seeing the market go up huge, big moves down, big moves up, because you know, it hits a certain level and kicks in this algorithm, and all of a sudden a whole bunch of shares are purchased. So thank you, Alan. If you want to hang around till the next segment, you're welcome to. Otherwise, thank you for calling. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website of fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, "Listen to a Faster PC." That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems?
A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the slots that they go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems.
That's right, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer problems as well. This is what we do on a regular basis. We help people with, and not just computer problems, but technology problems. You know, sometimes people have problems with their website, or they have problems with I was mentioning, an email address that they can't get into, or a Facebook account. And we talked about, you know, how important it is to make sure, you know, the thing is, if you Another thing that can happen, we talked about the scams. And by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this on this radio show or not, but we had a customer that told us that they actually received a phone call. Not them, but one of their neighbors received a phone call from someone that said it was their nephew and or grandson, something like that, and said, I'm in trouble. I was in an accident. Please don't tell my parents, but I need help to get out of trouble. I'm in jail and I need to get out and I need to pay the fine and so on and so forth. And they actually went to the bank and withdrew a large amount of money and in cash and a car pulled up in front of their house and they actually handed a bag with cash to this car. Nothing about the whole story was true. It was all fake. These types of things can happen. But another thing that can happen is your friends can get links that say they're from you, and these links may infect that friend's account or may infect their computer. So for instance, or maybe encrypt their data. So, you'll see something like, and anytime I see something like this, I just totally ignore it because, first of all, I know it's not true. And secondly, I don't want to risk it. If it is a legitimate link, I could contact that person and see, is this legitimate? Did you really send this to me? That's always a safe thing to do. If someone sends you an attachment, someone sends you a link, it's always safest to actually check it out and see, is this really you that sent this? Well, one of the things that actually happened was there was a link where the link will say something like, hey, was that you, in this video? Or, you won't believe what you were doing at that party. Well, if you're a person that was at a party and maybe you were drinking too much, maybe you don't know what you were doing at a party. You might be tempted to click on that link. But a lot of times you have really no idea where that link is going to go. And these are, so this is another reason that you should actually not have this type of situation. Well, your email address, we talked about emails being hacked, not wanting your emails to be hacked. Well, what if your email address is hacked? Well, what happens? And we actually just helped this past week help someone get into their account and change some settings. Their account was hacked. Their email address was hacked. And one of the things that happens sometimes when your email address is hacked is that there are filters that are added that automatically delete every email that comes in and also automatically forward every email to another email address. That email address is an email address that is owned by the hacker. And the person that's doing the hacking is going to send out links to either solicit money from people in your name or to send out attachments that will infect the person's computer or encrypt their data, or they might they might actually prompt them to do a certain thing. So we actually know of one business that their email was hacked and I'm not sure exactly how their email address was hacked, but when it was hacked, their customers actually received fake invoices from them. Now, these invoices, when the invoice was opened, the invoice, the attachment wouldn't actually open as an invoice would. It would actually launch a program that would start encrypting data on their computer. And then if their customer didn't have protection and didn't have a backup, they would lose their data. And you can imagine a company sends out invoices. So when a company sends out invoices, their customers would be used to receiving invoices from them and would not think anything about opening up an invoice. But again, you want to make sure, you know, it's very, very important to safeguard your accounts, to make sure that you are using good, solid accounts, to make sure that you're not going to the wrong location to type in your username and your password. Well, how do you make sure you're not going to the wrong location? Well, one thing, if you're using webmail, and let's say you're using AT&T's webmail. Well, AT&T is currently using Yahoo for their email. So you can either go to att.net or go to yahoo.com. You don't have to actually do a search. Sometimes people get into trouble when they actually go to do a search. What happens is they actually go and they do a search and they end up getting to the wrong place. They get to a place. In fact, sometimes we've even demonstrated here on this show using Microsoft's browser, Edge, using Microsoft's search engine, searching for Microsoft's page, and the number one search result was an ad that leads you to a place that's not Microsoft. And that just shows you how important it is to know the website and to know and to be able to go to the correct address as opposed to just searching. And if you do search, use some critiquing. Read what's there. Pay attention to what's there. Know that Microsoft is not going to actually lead you to the wrong place. So this is something. What I'm going to do, I'm going to switch over actually and just show you, just demonstrate to you how you can actually go over to the correct location. So let's say we're going to actually head over to the web. And let's say that your email address is with Yahoo, and so what I'm going to do, I'm actually just going to open up a new private window. I'm going to do that by clicking on the three lines over here. This is in Firefox. Firefox has three lines. I think Edge and Chrome have three dots, Edge and Chrome, I believe, call it an incognito window, but I'm going to do this just to make sure that I'm going to a browser that doesn't have usernames and passwords already typed in, because I don't want to compromise my usernames and passwords, because this is streaming on over the web and other people are going to watch this. But let's say your email address is with AT&T. So it's att.net or maybe bellsouth.net. Well, you could do a search, and that's what a lot of people do, is they do a search, but you can actually do that from the address bar, but the very top bar on your browser is called an address bar. You can do searches in that now, but what's even better is just to type the address, like att.net. That's AT&T's business website. It will forward you to currently.att.yahoo.com. So this is, or you could just go in the address bar, just type yahoo.com. And you would actually need to, at that point, sign in. And you click the sign in and you type in your username, you type in your password, and then you type in your username and you click next. We'll just type in no@att.net, so that, you know, this is just not really a real email address. I mean, it probably does exist. We'll see here in just a minute. Well, it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot. We'll click that I'm not a robot, and then they want us to choose the taxis here in the list to verify that we're not a robot. And that may be in part because of the email address that I chose, the no-no. So they actually sent a verification code to no@att.net. So whoever has that address is now going to receive an email. And by the way, I'm not trying to hack into this account. I don't know the password, so it's not something I could hack into. I mean, I'm not going to try that. I'm just doing this as a demonstration that this is the way that you would log in to Yahoo.com, as opposed to just doing a search, you know, where you type in Yahoo. Now, most likely, it would, and I'm actually using DuckDuckGo here for my search engine. Most likely, you know, Yahoo.com does come up as the number one result. But just be aware, and one thing that does happen too is that people get odd plugins installed on their computer that will change their search engine. We've even seen antivirus or fake antivirus companies, programs, installing plugins, and some of those plugins really are not as safe as what they would actually purport to be, and they change your search. And what they do, especially if it's a malicious plugin, what it's going to do is it's actually going to direct you over to another location where you're going to, they're going to provide ads in the search results. And that's something to always watch for is the ads. And just look, you know, make sure, I mean, Yahoo should be yahoo.com. If you're going to your bank website, well, if it's Bank of America, it's bankofamerica.com. If you can't remember that Bank of America's website is bankofamerica.com, you can actually go out. We'll see if we can go out to the desktop. You can right click. By the way, you may not be able to do this in Windows 11. Microsoft has changed this a little bit, but you can go to New and then go over to Shortcut. You're going to create a new shortcut and you're going to type the location of the item. So we'll just say here, www.yahoo.com, and then we'll click next, and you can actually type Yahoo, click finish. Now you have a shortcut that'll actually take you directly to Yahoo.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here on WPSL. The title to tomorrow's sermon is A Love Worth Waiting For and Remaining Faithful To, Part 1. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
It's February and love is in the air, but will it last? Love that is based on looks, pleasure, fun, good times, wealth, health, etc. won't last. Godly love, though, isn't based on circumstances. Godly love involves an act of the will. Children and families in America desperately need for husbands and wives to commit to love one another as Christ has loved them. With God